Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. After the President's State of the Union message, we're looking very carefully at the price of gasoline. The price of gasoline is part of the inflation story, but it's the part that people meet every day when they fill their tanks or when they drive by the gas stations. Thankfully, I have Jeff Bliss, who is Pacific Watch, to watch the gas stations of the Pacific Coast. My understanding is the East Coast, where I am, generally gets its oil from the Brent crude price in Europe. I'm not certain of this, but I've been told this. Whereas in Texas and west of Texas, it's West Texas quote, which is always a little lower. However, what I've learned from Jeff is that it doesn't matter where you are in the United States. You're going to pay more for gasoline, and this is not driving season. Jeff, a very good evening to you. The president's speech tonight referenced the fact that Americans are worried about the economy. They're worried about the price of the cost of living. He addressed inflation glancingly. It's driving all of our concerns. It's the number one concern when people are polled in America. Above crime, above immigration, above everything, including Ukraine war, inflation. So let us take a tour of the Pacific Coast, which you do so expertly. Price of gasoline. Let's start in Seattle. What are they asking a gallon now to your research? Good evening to you, Jeff.
Good evening, John. They're asking close to $4.40 a gallon up there. When you move down to Portland, it's about the same $4.40. But once you get into California, it's a different story because the tax structure here is ridiculous, and it just drives prices up, up, and up. So you've got a statewide average of getting up around $5.14 a gallon up for high test, but San Francisco's $4.81, LA's $4.89, Orange County $4.95, San Diego $4.84. But what we've seen over the past 2 weeks is a steady climb where it's almost every day there's an increase, and that has everyone upset, everyone worried. It's all over the media. You name it, it's the number one source of contention here.
Now, I'm puzzled, Jeff, because you've shown me signs in Los Angeles, in San Francisco, of gasoline at $5.09. So we're talking about an average price. We joked about this the other day. We think Shell has three little gas stations that charge a quarter for a gallon, and they've hidden them in order to bring the average price down. Didn't I see a 509 sign in Los Angeles?
Oh, certainly. I mean, I've got two stations down the street from me here in Orange County that are in the 520, 530 range. There are other ones that are being reported in the high fives, even up to $6 plus in Los Angeles. The Beverly Hills area, I think they have one that's about 620. So, you know, you're right. It does seem strange that we see these averages when all you have to do is go down any street where there's a gas station, and the prices are way above what they're saying the average is.
And the price of gasoline, now this is the fun part. Jeff drove to Arizona over these last days, and he recounted his travels via a colorful oasis where there are two large dinosaurs welcoming tourists. What's the name of that place again, Jeff? Cabazon?
Cabazon. It's just outside of Palm Springs.
Right. Now, at Cabazon, there was a price break in gasoline. How come, Jeff? Tell me about the casino.
Adjacent to Cabazon there is the Morongo Indian Casino, and there it was around the 440 range. But anywhere else, it would be, you know, at least a dollar, if not more, a gallon more. And my understanding is that's because it's the Indian reservation. But as you pointed out, I was in Arizona this weekend, and gas there was 340, you know, 345 a gallon. So it's quite a difference. I felt like saying, I just need to get some tanks and fill up here and take it back to California.
Right. $3.40 a gallon in Tempe. But, and then the capstone, I hope this wasn't a mirage, six something in Beverly Hills, 612?
619 on Sunday.
Now, I tell that to people in the East Coast, and everybody smiles, Jeff. I think the idea of charging that scale of gasoline in Beverly Hills pleases America.
It really has people in California worried, because they do believe we're looking at least $6 a gallon here before things start to go sideways.
About California, the speech tonight, the president's speech, was pretty much textbook Democratic politics. Does he remain popular in California? Is there any hesitation about his election?
There is a growing level of unhappiness here. Of course, California is solidly Democrat. It's really a one-party state. But there is a lot of grumbling, and there's not much in the way of people saying, yeah, great job, Joe. You're not seeing that. You're not hearing it. You're certainly not picking it up on social media here. And you're seeing it more and more in the local news media, where people are very unhappy with the current administration.
Now we've done our job. We've talked about the State of the Union. We've talked about the price of gasoline. We've made people despair. Am I ever going to get a break? Fill the tank of gasoline. Time to get an EV, driven to renewal. Now it's fun. Now it's time to have fun at the end of the State of the Union to talk about Hank the Tank. Jeff, introduce my audience to Hank the Tank. Who is he and where is he?
Hank the Tank is a resident of the Lake Tahoe area. He's a 500-pound bear, and that's a massive bear for, size bear for bears that big, a black bear. And there was a lot of talk about, is this one bear that keeps breaking into everybody's houses, raiding their pantries, breaking into the garbage cans? Is that why he's so big? And so there was talk about having him removed from the Tahoe area. A lot of people love him. He's become kind of a tourist attraction. But now they've discovered he's one of three different bears. They did that through DNA tests. And so there's a move to keep him in Tahoe because he's not menacing everybody like they thought he was.
Jeff, how did he get so big if he didn't eat? I mean, you remember Yogi Bear. Yogi Bear always ate from the picnic baskets, and Ranger Smith chased him off. Now, what picnic basket does Hank the Tank know about? I mean, Jeff, he looked like three bears. I thought it was a Photoshop.
There's a reason he's called the Tank, because he is huge. He's quite a bit larger than anything else out there. But the fact remains is he is raiding the homes and the garbage cans and the restaurants in the area. But he's just not the only one. There's just so much, public support for him. There's no way they're going to move him out of there unless he does anything really wrong.
Do we think there's more than one of him? And, Hank the Tank and his brothers, because they eat so much? I mean, has anybody ever seen a bear that large? I mean, it looks like he could use some weight reduction.
Yeah, he does definitely need to go on a diet. They know from the DNA samples they've taken there are at least three bears that are doing this raiding. But he's certainly the biggest of them. But he's become quite the character, quite the lovable fellow in the Tahoe area.
And this dates back to the fires that swept through the Lake Tahoe Basin last fire season. And people left their homes so quickly. There was routine report of bears breaking in. It looks like it wasn't bears, Jeff. It looks like it was one bear. So,
well, these bears certainly have become smart over the time. They've even learned how to open car doors. So people there have a lot to deal with in the future.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. He's also the Hank the Tank informant, reporting from Lake Tahoe Basin of a bear three times the size of Yogi. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Hey, guys. Finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.